You mentioned a little bit before about social and emotional learning. Is there anything that you'd like to add about the role of social emotional learning in the classroom and, you know, maybe what's missing or what's being done well in that regard?
Well, I think that students come to school the way they are, and sometimes that means that they're ready to learn, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're hungry. Sometimes they've had a fight with a parent or a sibling. And it's the teacher, and sometimes even with social workers' help, who helps them get, you know, return to a level where they can work and learn at school. So I think the social-emotional issues are critical. We're seeing it in poverty. We're seeing it with drug issues in the family. We're seeing it in divorce. And as educators, you know, we have to deal with the whole package.